Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to Vivid Life Radio. And a special thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis. You have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every single day. And check out the website because there's fascinating articles also from spiritual visionaries from all over the world. So a very quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the very first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual conference called Celebrate Your Life. And we're going to go back exactly 20 years ago. My mom and I, Ariel Wolf, and I started a company called Mishka Productions. And Mishka Productions is the umbrella for all these fantastic spiritual events that we do. And we bring together all these powerful, life-changing, best-selling authors and spiritual teachers. We bring them together for events. And our signature event is called Celebrate Your Life, where people travel from all over the world to attend. And it's a fantastic event that opens up your heart to new possibilities, and you get to kind of explore new ideas with world's top visionaries and spiritual teachers presenting workshops and keynote lectures throughout the entire weekend. And now we have a Celebrate Your Life conference coming up in Chicago in June. Woohoo! And we have people like Jan Levan Zandt will be there, and she's got her own television show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, as well as Neil Donald Walsh, best-selling author of Conversations with God, and James Redfield, best-selling author of The Celestine Prophecy will be there, and Caroline Mace, and Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lisa Williams, and Colette Baron-Reed, and John Holland, and the list goes on. And today's guest, James Twyman, will be at Celebrate Your Life in June. So go ahead and visit our website. Tickets are selling very quickly because everybody can't wait for the weather to warm up and be in Chicago in June, and it's beautiful there. Our website address is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. So let's get on with the show. And today's guest is kind of like he's my brother from another mother. And it's the fabulous James Twyman, who is the New York Times bestselling author of 15 books, including Emissary of Light and The Moses Code. And he's known all around the world as the Peace Troubadour. And he goes to countries that are war-torn, and he goes to Iraq and Bosnia and Israel and South Africa, and he does these peace concerts, and he's really very, very well known for that, of course. And his latest CD, I believe, that he did with Wayne Dyer, I think was like number one or number two on Amazon, and it's really quite fabulous, so make sure and check that out. And so welcome to the show, the fabulous James Twyman.
Well, thank you so much, Liz. It's so wonderful to be here.
And I have to call you, for those of you listening, I get to call him Jimmy, because I've known him a long, 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 long time.
And very few people get that these days, but you still do. You're grandfathered in.
Thank you. So how are you, brother?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much. I am so excited to be on this show. I am so excited to be coming back to Celebrate Your Life. It is one of my favorite events of all time. I cannot speak more highly of it. And it is just it really is a celebration. And for all of us speakers and authors to be able to get together for a high purpose in a place like Chicago, which is my hometown, by the way, is such a pleasure. And so thank you so much for inviting me back, Liz.
Oh, you kidding? Jimmy, I love having you there because your music and everything and your workshops really lend itself to such beautimous happening.
Beautimous.
So I want you to talk about your latest project, and I couldn't even begin to explain it, but I know that when you explained it, when I saw you last in Sedona, it was just such... So I'm going to let you take it away. So explain what you're doing with Course in Miracles and the work that you're doing currently.
Well, to begin... there's been a huge transformation going on in my life, which is, of course, reflective of the transformation that is going in all of our lives. There is a pulse that we all feel that is calling us to awaken, calling us to a deeper place. And the way that showed up in my life was by looking at what I had been doing and the way I had been doing it and asking the question, is this what I'm called to now? As you said, I've written a lot of books. I've been doing this for many years now. And I found that maybe a few years ago I realized that I was coasting, that I didn't have that fire that I used to have. And I was showing up, but I really wasn't showing up. And that was a problem. And I thought, well, maybe it's time to step back. Maybe it's time to put my time and energy into something else. I actually did for about a year and a half do that very thing. I've produced quite a few films and directed a few films, and I actually got involved in producing and writing a beautiful movie called Redwood Highway that I really recommend everybody go watch. You can watch it on Netflix or Amazon or iTunes.
Yes.
It stars Tom Skerritt and Shirley Knight. And so I got back into the movie business for a while, something I swore I would never do, but we had an amazing time. It's a beautiful movie. But I felt that call to go deeper. It was like an alarm clock was going off. And when I started on the spiritual path, you know, over 20 years ago, the source of inspiration, wisdom, transformation for me was A Course in Miracles. For me, there is nothing on this planet that even comes close to A Course in Miracles in terms of its wisdom and the way that it systematically moves us away from the thinking of separation into whole-mindedness. And so I decided to, even though I'd never really left it, I decided that it was time to pick it up again and to devote myself to it. Uh-huh. And I've always been the type of person that the way that I usually do that is by inviting other people to do it with me. And so what I did, Liz, was, as you said, I'm a musician, and that music has always been at the center of everything that I've ever done. So people who are familiar with The Course in Miracles know that part of it is a year-long program, the workbook or the lessons. There are 365 of them, and they're meant to, day by day, unwind your belief system in the world that you created to separate yourself from God and everything else, okay? And it's so powerful. And I decided that I would do the workbook again, but that I would do it in a different way. Basically, what I decided was that I was going to do it to music, that I would write a song for every lesson in the course, and then I would share those around the world. And this would be something that would be great for me and great for many people. The reason I thought it would be great is because music has a way of moving us and taking hold of us in a way that very few things do. St. Augustine said, like 1400 years ago, he said, when we sing, we pray twice. I always love that. There's something about music that just really takes us deeper. And so that's why I thought this would be a good idea.
It is. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, and of course, it's everywhere. We sing in church. We sing at the football stadium. You know, it's the thing that pulls us together.
We sing in the shower.
So,
I mean, not you and I, but together. I mean, I do that with Jeff, but...
Yeah, I'd love to hear
yes,
that someday.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Liz, I started spreading this out and just sharing the idea, and before I knew it, by the time we started it on the 1st of January, with over 20,000 people who had signed up to take these musical Course in Miracles lessons, and people can sign up at any time, so I'll let you know how to do that in a little bit. But
they're beautiful. I mean, they're so. Now, let me ask you something. What? Because you're writing a song a week for each lesson.
No,
correct?
A song a day.
A song a day.
Every day I have to write and record. I try to stay about 2 months ahead. So I'm about. We just did lesson 55, I think, today. So I've recorded, I think, up to about 117. So I'm usually about 2 months ahead. But yes, I have to write and record and then upload. And it's a lot, it's more work than I've ever done in my life, Liz. I can't tell you how busy I am, but I'm loving it. The fire is back. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but
I can.
That fire again because of making such a solid commitment and having so many thousands of people around the world tracking that and being transformed themselves.
It's
has
amazing.
Been remarkable.
You know, you gave us a little bit of a taste of some of the music at the Sedona event. Can you give us like 30 seconds of just something? Can you sing?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I could always sing.
You
know
me. I'm still putting you on the spot. Just give us like a 30-second soundbite of one of
the
lessons.
I wish I had, you know, my guitar's downstairs. I wish I had brought it upstairs before we began. But,
okay,
yes.
No acapella. I'll sing with you.
Yeah, I'll sing my favorite one, actually. It's one that we actually did sing in Sedona.
Okay.
It's one of my very favorite lessons in the course, and it's the title of it is The Peace of God is Shining in Me Now.
I love
it. And, yeah, and all of the lessons are done just to the title because it's like a chant. So you
uh-huh.
sing that over and over and over again. I always recommend that people do it first thing in the morning because then it gets into your head, and then you find yourself just singing it throughout the day. So this is how that chant goes. I'll just do it a few times.
Okay.
It goes like this. The peace of God shining in me now. The peace of God shining in me now. The peace of God shining in me now. The peace of God is shining in me now.
Oh, that is so exquisite.
Well, when you hear me sing it over, you know, the phone like this, it's one thing. But these recordings, I have to say, these are not just me singing like I am now. They are huge. I mean, the recordings, like that one, I think, has 35 to 40 voices singing that. There are, I think, 25 percussion tracks, guitar tracks.
Okay, I'm on your website, jamestwyman.com. So where
the site
people...
that people want to go to is not that site. They want to go to this site. It is acimrevival.com. So
acimrevival.com.
Like a course in miracles.
A is an apple, a course in miracles, revival.com, but it's A, the letter A, the letter C as in cat, the letter I as in India, the letter M as in mom, revival.com. There you are. Oh, my God, this is fabulous.
You can actually hear a couple of samples, including the one I just sang, actually.
Beautiful.
And then just sign up. In fact, I should mention, I didn't even say this, this has no monetary cost at all. it's a free program. But what I like to say that it really does cost something. In fact, it costs everything. It costs your entire perception of yourself, of the world, of what you think everything is, because it calls you to a place of transformation that leaves the world of perception behind. And that is the power of A Course in Miracles. This has opened up so many other things. Like we're also producing a major film this year called A Chorus, CHORUS, in Miracles. And many other things. And the reason, and I think this whole thing was so orchestrated because what I didn't even realize is when I made this commitment was that 2015 is the 50th anniversary of the scribing of the course.
Wait a second.
So
it's the 50th anniversary. It's Mishka Productions' 20th anniversary. It's Conversations with God 20th anniversary. And it's Celestial
yep.
Prophecy 20th anniversary. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that amazing that
all
of these things are coming up right now in this moment? And, you know, Liz, it may be a good idea for those who are not familiar with A Course in Miracles just to describe it just for a moment here to give people an idea of what I'm talking about because it is not your...
Stop, Mm-hmm. But before you start, Jimmy, we have to take a quick commercial break. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No,
but
no.
But when we come back, you're going to do a quick definition of the Course in Miracles, and then we're going to lead into, we're going to talk about peaceful and powerful leadership. And Jimmy's going to give us some tips on being a peaceful and powerful leader in the world. So we are talking with James Twyman. I'm Liz Dawn, and you've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on Vivid Life. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
And welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we've been talking with James Twyman, and we've been talking about the Course in Miracles. And we are going to move into talking about being a powerful leader with a peaceful mission. But, James, you're going to give us a quick overview of the Course in Miracles, like two sentences or less, because we're running out of time.
Oh, gosh, that'll be hard. Okay. People often ask who wrote the Course, and the fact is the Course, students believe, was written by Jesus. Because there was a woman in 1965 who was an atheist named Helen Schuckman, very famous psychologist, who began hearing a voice. She thought she was going crazy. And even though she didn't believe it for a second, she spent the next year, 7 years rather, writing down everything this voice said. That's A Course in Miracles.
Oh, wow.
Let me just say one other thing really quickly about that, Liz, because one of the really great people that you'll have at your conference, who's one of my dearest friends, is Neil Donald Walsh, who had a similar experience. He obviously, brought through a conversation with God, and yet the story is so completely different, because Helen Schuckman, the woman who brought through A Course in Miracles, no one knew she did it until she died. She had nothing to gain. In fact, she had everything to lose. She was a professor of psychology at Columbia University. She was an atheist. So this was not someone who wanted to go on the road and have a book with her name on it, which I think makes the story even more compelling. But people can get all that information if they just do a little bit of searching online. But that'll just give you a really quick understanding of where it came from.
Oh, wow. It's just beautiful. Well, let's talk about being a powerful leader, which you are, with a peaceful mission. So tell me a little bit about that. How do we go about doing that in our own lives, or how did you go about doing that? Because you certainly are a powerful leader with a peaceful mission.
Well, the first thing that we all need to realize is that this doesn't usually show up in grandiose ways. It usually shows up in the most simple, everyday ways imaginable. Being a powerful spiritual being with a spiritual mission of peace means that we treat every moment as our ministry, what I call the ministry of the moment. And it means that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we have an opportunity to be the source of peace or love, whatever, however you want to describe that. We have that choice to be the source of that with whoever is right in front of us. That might be at the grocery store. Take that extra second to look into that person in the eye and smile and to acknowledge not just the humanness, but the divinity within that person. To realize that no matter who that person is, no matter how they're showing up in the world, that this is an extension of the love and the loveliness of God. And it is up to me to see that. If I can see and acknowledge that, there is a resonance field that is established between me and that person that opens up a space of grace that allows a miracle to happen. Me being willing to see you, Liz Dawn, or anyone else, as you really are, or maybe you could say as God sees you, me being the vehicle through which that can happen, this is the greatest thing toward being an inspiration of peace that we can do. And then all of the other things open up automatically. We're put in the right place every moment. We're put in front of the right people. There's a great line in A Course in Miracles that says, my only job is to, I'm forgetting how it begins, but it basically is saying that I don't need to know what to say. I don't need to know where to go or what to do. I just need to surrender and to allow the divine to speak through me. And this is really it, just to be so in the moment that whoever is right in front of us is the recipient of the grace of me seeing the truth within them. This is the greatest thing for peace that any of us could do, and we can do it every moment.
Wow, I think that's beautiful. You know, it's what Gandhi talks about in terms of be the change that you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
Be the
and
change.
I'd have the chance to travel around the world and to do great, you know, peace missions and do amazing things and lead prayer vigils that millions of people have been involved with. But that doesn't take away that my real ministry is the one that is occurring right here in this moment.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm speechless.
That doesn't happen very often.
I mean, I know, no kidding, right? Probably never. But it really does. I mean, it really resonates to my soul, to my spirit, mm-hmm. about being, living the peace that we are. And that is the greatest teacher and leader that we can be, truly.
That's right. And really, if giving and receiving are the same thing, my willingness to give this to everyone that I encounter is my willingness to receive it for myself. I can't know who I really am unless I see that in you first. Otherwise, I'm living in the world of separation where we're always in competition with one another. And the fact is that world doesn't even exist, only in my imagination.
Or can it go the other way around? If I don't, I can't see it within you unless I see it within myself first or see
it
in the other first.
Of it. It's both. It's like a circle. It just keeps going around and around. So they really end up being the exact same thing.
Wow. Beautifully stated. And this is just a little taste of what you'll be teaching at Celebrate Your Life in Chicago in June.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to go so much deeper into it. Really, the main thing I want to talk about there is the awakening of our souls and our highest, achieving the highest desire of our soul, and how this is what you might call the real secret. It's not about getting things that we don't have. It's about being the source of those soul qualities for others. It's not about accumulating goods. It's about attracting goodness into our life. And this is really what our soul is longing for. And if we can do that, then all of those other things will be drawn to us automatically, and we will find ourselves to be the most happy, fulfilled human beings in the history of the world. How's that?
I love it. Well, once again, We've been talking with James Twyman, and James is going to be one of our featured presenters at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in Chicago on June 12th through the 15th, and tickets are selling quickly, so make sure and just go online right now. Visit our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And if you'd like to sign up to receive, do they receive a song a day if you
Every
sign
day
up?
You'll receive an email in the morning that will have a link to that day's lesson. So exactly, it's every single day. This is a whole year program. So all I can say is fasten your seatbelt because you are about to go on a ride. But yes, just go to ACIM, like A Course in Miracles, ACIMRevival.com, and tomorrow you'll get the first email.
Oh, God, I love that. How creative are you? Seriously. I mean, I just think that's brilliant.
Dear.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for being on our show today on the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I so much appreciate
pleasure.
It. All right, thank
I'm so
you.
Grateful.
And I so look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing you in June.
Yes, if not before.
All right.
Blessings. Thank you, Liz.
All righty. Take care, Jimmy. All right. Once again, I'm Liz Dawn. You've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show, and it's been such a pleasure to have James Twyman on. He's such a truly a peace troubadour, and that's what he is world-renowned for, because he does travel to concerts, to war-torn countries, and presents concerts. So what an honor to have him on today's show. So tune in with us next week, and we have another special guest surprise for next week's show. And once again, visit our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org to take a look at the Chicago event. We've got Ian LaVanzant, Carolyn Mace, Neil Donald Walsh, James Redfield, James Twyman, Dr. Joe Dispenza, John Holland. It's just the who's who of the spiritual visionaries in our world will be there. So thank you once again, and you've been listening to Celebrate Your Life on vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on vividlife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.